Pasha's Dvarim starts with Moshe Rabbeinu enumerating a bunch of different places, and Rashi tells us that they really parallel are merames to different chatorim of Klal Yisrael. It says, "Achados Yoyim Yichariv Derech Harseir Ad Kadesh Barnea." Rashi says, "Achados Yoyim." They really bet they should have been in Eretz Yisrael within a week and a half. From Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, they should have been there in no time. However, due to their chatoim, so their masav of 40 years they had to spend in the Midbar. Something that should have taken 11 days took 40 years. It's interesting to note that it comes out always, I mean, there's a bunch of chatoim that are mentioned there, but it comes out right before Tisha B'Av, this nekuda of the Meraglim, which was really the precourse of the forerunner of the Churban. That Atem Bechisem Bechia Shalchinom, and we're going to be Keveya Bechia Leduris, because the Shmokhu says to Klal Yisrael. Now, it's interesting, the Fiyemi recently learned, not too long ago, in Masechah Shabbos, there's a bunch of different things that Kuf Yutes says, the different things that Lechor Yerushalayim Elo Ad, and he gives a list of different things. Lechor Yerushalayim, thank you. Elad Shechilulu Shabbosay, a bunch of different things. There's very interesting Rasha there, which we'll read a different Rasha in a minute. He's Masber what these different things are. Omar Bai Lechor Yerushalayim El Vashil Shechilu Boas HaShabbos. And then Morris Amar Lavo Lechor Yerushalayim El Vashil Shebitlu Kiyash Mashachas Varavis. Amar Ulo Amar Vuna Hamnuna Lechor Yerushalayim El Vashil Shebitlu Boas Yinoikish Obeis Rabban. Amar Ulo Lechor Yerushalayim El Vashil Shebitlu Boas Yinoikish Obeis Rabban. Amr Yitzchak Lechor Yerushalayim Bashvil Shehushvu Kotam Megadol, they didn't give kavod to the right people. Amr Bchanino Lechor Yerushalayim Bashvil Shehichichu Zeh. Amr Yehuda Lechor Yerushalayim Bashvil Shebizu Bo Talmid Chachamim. V'chulu v'chulu. If you look at the Marsha says Nedav Oneinu. The Marsha lived about 1500 years after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And he says, unfortunately, everything that's mentioned here, we still have his manino. He says, I don't know if I should elaborate, I shouldn't elaborate. He says, V'nei roiv avoynais yukumat kulam heim bedor hazeb avoynais enor harabim. All these avoynais are in our door as well. Yisuri Shabbos matmi zeresh in yisorim behem v'rabim shenim yoidim b'yisurin v'roi b'chol kilo leidia b'rabim lidrish leinu leidia yisurin. In the Shabbos, people don't even know. People don't know their oiver, they don't even know. They should learn at least the whole apachas of the yisurin. Obechol Matzei Shabbos Rabbim Him Shaderech Chiyuvu Lehem Lishtaker B'Matzei Shabbos Lavat Kriyash Matzei Shabbos B'Zmane. Some people, it's like kavua for them every Matzei Shabbos. It's obligatory. They have a chiyuv to get Teich Shaker, and then they wake up late in the morning and then Vatok Kriyash Matzei Shabbos. Bittul Tzinyuk Yishabayis Rabban Hu Matzei B'chol Kiyu. The bittul of learning is Tzinyuk Yishabayis Rabban Hu Matzei B'chol Kiyu. Gama Bachurim Mevatlin Rev Hayame Bebein Azmanim Behochum Berachavis Bebitulim Vetirulim. And Bein Azmanim is Yom Dapagar Rachman Al Islam. Not too much learning gets done then by the Bachurim. Bini Shehishvu Katan Kegodo, who parts Bedor Azesh, Kolecha Reitzili is Rav, Av Bezdin, Bein Turo, who Bechal Rabim Chalolim, Kolecha Reitzili Hanik, Atma Bashir, Bein Begod, Bein Batim, Holdover, Zayova Ligzol Haveri. Every person wants to be the most choshev in learning, the most choshev in ashiris, the most choshev in ha'ichoch ha'bikri ha'kihilis in a klal. Shemir kolech ha'chaver roi lo chashal kaverit. Everybody says live and let live. Don't, you don't have to be mirror anything to anybody else. That's how he does things. You don't have to be mechiach anybody. It's everybody's got their way. Different strokes for different folks. Bizi tamid ha'chachamim v'shalei lekabo techachtam v'motzi b'chol yoyim. Bizi tamid ha'chachamim rachman etzlan. Every day we could find it. Masu matan inu beemuno, b'chol minei yinov, ribis v'gzeila, shnasa keheter, l'mi shabo liyodi, momen chavir, yivinu mishalim. Masu v'matan, rachman al-tzlan, cheating, and fraud, and who knows what. It's a nasa keheter. V'yeish l'chol yori shashem, v'chor l'osum liboy l'chol zois. U'mi shabiyodi limchoy simche, v'yichichu zeh zeh al kol zois. It's really reish l'harach, but it's a mutter shiri shagim al yume zidin. So bother me. The Masha, Chazal tell us, there's a list of things here, eight things, seven different things here, that because of them, Chorvei Yerushalayim, that Chorvei Beit HaMikdash, Chorvei Yerushalayim, Nechorvei Yerushalayim, because of these seven things. 1500 years later, the Marsha is telling us that all these things are still going on. We live 450 years after that, and I chas v'chalil to be mekatrig, but I don't know that things got better than in the times of Marsha. They say that the Yad Ramah is one of the Gedolim Rishonim. He says, I don't understand. He asked, it says in the Gemara at the end of Saito, that Ikris of the Meshicha, Chutzpayaski, Yomer Yakir, it says a whole list of different things that's going to happen to Ikris of the Meshicha. And he says, all of the Simonim were Mekuim Bizmaninu, how come Mashiach hasn't come? Mitzarachim. So once a person speaking about Tisha B'Av, and he says, the Tzarachim, to the Tzarachim of the Ramah, I have a question. He says, Chutzpayaski, you thought that was Chutzpah? Come see what you have 800 years later, Bizmaninu. That's Chutzpah. But I have a different tzarachim. We have all the simanim. What's happening? We have all the simanim of Mashiach. How come Mashiach is not here? But unfortunately, Fakert also, we have the simanim of that the Marshal says. Marshal says 1500 years after. So now, Tavshin Pei, what am I supposed to do to get the base of English back? What's going to be different? For 1500 years, for 1952 years, there's been a massive that we don't have a base of Migdash, and if we don't rectify the problem, l'chara, then we can't get back to how it was. So then, what's our itza? What's our tikva? How do we have any hope? We're going to be better than the Marshal, we're better than the Rajba, we're better than... What's the pshat? This is really a question of really what's the purpose of Golis. We did Averis, Rachman Atzlan, and Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you don't do Averis, v'tokyo eteschem, you do Averis, and then we're going to spit you out of the land, and you're going to go into Golis. Now we're better off. We're better off than we were beforehand. What did we gain by Golis? We spoke about this a little bit before Pesach, but he had the Haggadah. But the Nekuda, the Pashtus is, I saw over here, Becheskel Sarna, in a union with Matil Sisharim, he speaks it out. He bases it on the Pasuk. The Yisrael is the same. It says, Sheker Achein vehevel ayayfi yiris Hashem hitisalo. Chazal Darshan, Sheker Achein zederi shal Moshe, hevel ayayfi zederi shal Yeshua, isha yiris Hashem hitisalo. I'm sorry, zederi shechizkyo, or davar acher. Ishir Hashem, Dorish of Yehuda Bar Eloi, Sheyeshisha Tamid Chacham Miskasim Talsecha Veitkin Baterno. Ishir Hashem Itisalo is much more than the Shekhar Achein Vevela Yefi. The door of Yehuda Bar Eloi, who lived 1,000 years after Moshe Rabbeinu, he was Ishir Hashem Itisalo. The times of Moshe Rabbeinu, the door day, they didn't have Torah. The times of Moshe Yeshua, they didn't have Torah. Said, yeah, they had Torah. But the Torah wasn't the same Dargo of the Yiras Hashem, because it wasn't Shishim Miskasim Tal Sechon. Mefum Tzar Arga. Kefi, how difficult it is, that's how much Tzar there is. That's how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Machshav Olimit. So certainly the door day I had a tremendous amount of Torah. The Torah was like Nitna Torah El Eichli Amon. They were the biggest. But they were Eichli Amon. They had Mon. They didn't have to wash their clothing. They didn't have to spend time eating. They didn't have to excuse themselves to the men's room. Everything was nivla be'ivarim. Everything was there for them. They didn't have to. There wasn't too much effort that was needed to be expended. As opposed to Yehud Bar Eloi, Shishim Eskas Matal Secha, it was freezing cold. They had one talis for six people. They didn't have. They were able to. That Fum Tzar Agro was caused them to be Mis'ala on the Deris Rishenim. And he says, and that's the Pshat. I mean, B'china Zu Holchim Kol Adaris Biridosim, U Mis'alam Al Adaris Rishenim Kemalochim. He says, we're getting lower every day, every. Niskanu Adiri is every door gets lower than the last door, but that gives us the ability to be greater to a certain degree than the previous door, and that is that for them it was much easier. So Mameila, we're bebechino hachoshichichas eretz varafal leumim alayich yizrach kved Hashem. That's going to be zeu gam soy shalikas of the Mashiach shmenetit machkeren Yeshua. That the harder that it gets, the more difficult that it gets, and the lower that we get, the more that our avodah means, the more that it's worth in the eyes of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And Meila Shaykh that in Tavshin Pei, even though Marshal wasn't zeichet to it, even though the Raj wasn't zeichet to it, and the Rambam, and Rav Haigoin, and Ravina Ravashi, but the Meila Shaykh that we could be zeichet to it if we rectify these things. The person who's tired, he goes to sleep late, and he's misamit to get up, that he should be able to read Kriyat Shema Mizmanei, what that means to Rebbeinu Shalom. In the olden days, if you weren't up at 4 o'clock in the morning, like, Seisman Kriyat Shema, there's nothing to talk about. You're already up for 5 hours by the time Seisman Kriyat Shema rolled around. You eat your breakfast and have a lunch. Mizmanei, no, it's not that way. People go to sleep late, we have lights, until a person gets up, especially during Mizmanei, when it's a late night, and a person, and he says, you know what, I really could use another hour of sleep, but I'm getting up to lean Kriyat Shema. What that means to Rebbeinu Shalom. It's tremendous. It's every nikudo.
But lamaisa, we have to make the mamad. We have to make that we have to expend that effort. And the things have to be rectified. Like the Chavetz Chaim writes in the beginning, Hakdama of Chavetz Chaim, is that if it was destroyed, the base of English is destroyed because of sin is chinim, which he says is Bikr Lashon Hara, then we have to rectify that beforehand. How do we go about rectifying these things? So each person has their own avodah, that's the truth. There's no klal for everybody. Each person, some people don't have an issue with getting up for Shacharis. They haven't missed. I remember my father saying that he once listened to a shmuz, he was a Talmud in Eretz Yisrael. Rav David Kronglass was the Mashgiach. And he was saying, he called it the thunder and lightning shmuz, because every time he said a shtark of heart, there was a bang of thunder afterwards. But Mamash, as he said it. But he says, I never missed the Zman Magen Avraham of Kriya Shema in 40 years. He said, so for him, saying it's terrific. But for me, if I go a week with that, it's a whole different story. Each person has got their avodah of what they have to work on. There's one akuda, I just want to speak out from Behova that he says, the in the kinus, in Tisha B'Av, one of the kinus, the 12th kino, Oili Asher Ta'avto, which is written by Lezer HaKalir, that every single stanza ends off Malacha Poi, Milacha Poi, and ends off with Poi. It ends off each one. It's a pasuk taken that has the word Poi, and he sticks it into the stanza. He says, what was he trying to do? He just wanted to make it rhyme, so he said, he found a word that rhymed, and a lot of psukim that have the word poi, so he stuck it inside. Zikr, that there is a chilek of that it should be, it should flow in the kinois, in the slichois, that they should rhyme, the kudeme. But there's also a nekuda, certainly what he meant to say was a lot deeper than that. And that was that he, with the one word, he encapsulated, says Ravoba, the entire chorban. Poi. The Ribbono Shel Olam was poi. His Shechina was here. Shechina b'tachtoina means that you were able to clearly see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was Nisim b'chol Yerim. You were able to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashkiach. You were able to see, it's real. There's real things here. It was Nisim in front of a person's eyes. They were able to see Ribbono Shel Olam is here. Ribbono Shel Olam, it was, and that Ruchnius and that Hakara spread to the entire world. But the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we lost that point. We lost that because the Baruch was not poi, and we lost that that ruchnius no longer extends. Where does the churban come from? The churban comes from when each person is not poi, when each person is not in their place. That in itself is a churban. Holy, what's the apostolic in Mishlei? In Mishlei Chol Zayin, it says that ke tzipur. Ketzipur lanud. No, sorry. Ketzipur noidedes min kino, kein ish noided mimekaymai. Like a bird that wanders from its nest, so to a person who wanders from his place. Mimekaymai, says Rashi. What is it talking about, Bachal? Kein ha ish hanoided mimekaymai, tamar chochum hanoided min halimud milachsa al nisosi. Tamar chochum, who's wanders from what he's supposed to be doing. He's supposed to be Isaac, he's supposed to learn, he's supposed to chazer, he's supposed to... And he's wandering. He's away from where he's supposed to be. He's not in his place anymore. He's wandering. When everybody starts wandering from their place, then Ribbono Shel Olam also leaves his place. He also leaves. And Be'etzem, that's what Chazal say, that the Lashon of Eicha is the Lashon of Ayeko, that we find by other Marishim. But the parallel between Chazal say in the beginning of Medrash Eicha, that Eicha is the Lashon of Ayeko. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu really is Be'etzem asking every person, when he's asking other Marishim, he says, Ayeko, la'an natasa libcha, where did you go? Where have you gone? Ayeko, where are you? The Kodesh didn't know where other Marishim was. So, what happened? Where did you go? Yesterday you were Be'rishusi, Chazal say, and then now you're Rishusi Shel Yetzer. What happened? I was talking to you a few minutes ago. All of a sudden you're after the Yetzer. What happened? Talmud Chacham, you're supposed to be Isaac and you're wandering, you're gone. That's really the question that every person has to ask himself, is where am I going? Where am I going in life? What am I doing? I'm here in Yeshiva. What am I doing in this Chabura? What am I trying to do? What am I trying to accomplish? Afterwards, I go back, I'm learning some of the time, I'm working some of the time, working the whole time. What am I trying to do? When does life really start? When does life, now we started life. Now I'm... Or I've always been learning life. Where am I going? What is my tachas? What am I trying to do? And really, that's a question that a person has to ask about all these things. My limud haTorah, asher bitlu tirei kesher b'Yisraven, asher bitlu kriyas shma. What's my schedule like? It's a masa be'emuna. All the questions. These are all the questions that a person asks himself. Where are you going in life? What am I trying to do? Where am I trying to go? And Tisha B'Av has a lot of time. A lot of time. Many people have banged their heads against the wall in Tisha B'Av to try to figure out what to do. Always, when a person's bored, they can always open up their fridge and eat something. But on a fast day, you can't. And you're not supposed to go on trips. And you're not supposed to. So there's a lot of time, and there's the whole afternoon. And I don't even know if there's going to be a Chofetz Chaim, whatchamacallit, this year. I presume that there will be, but I don't know exactly how they're going to do it. That's only a few hours. We still have another good 3-4 hours. There's time to take 2 to 3 minutes to sit down and to think, where am I going? And the where am I going is not just my mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are all for a tachlis. The tachlis are, the Zohar calls the mitzvahs Eitzis. He says the Torah has 613 Eitzis. Because all the mitzvahs are Eitzis to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To have a shaychus, a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not just that he did my mitzvahs. Okay, check. 1, 2, 3, Adavah, the Pranat Sittah, the Pranat Tefillah, I'm good. Good to go. Parav, benched, right? I'm good. There's something that we're trying to get to. There's something that we're trying to accomplish in this world. Like the Mitzvah Sharm says, maybe it's Kedai to read the first part of Mitzvah Sharm. That's really what it is. Chavis Adam Boyelomai. You're trying to connect and create a relationship with the Rebbe Shalom. They just put out a sefer from the Tosha Rebbe, a biography, article put out from the Tosha Rebbe. It's tremendous to read it because it's a person that had a real relationship with the Rebbe Shalom. He looked at him as a shutif. He mentioned my shutif. So we're in it together. So he's going to obviously help me out to what I need to do. Turns to the Rebbe Shalom. There's one speaking to the premier in Canada, and the premier asked him, he said, how did you end up here? He said, I asked God. He said, you what? He said, when did you do that? He says, when I'm Dominic. And he told me to come to Canada. My friends are trying to tell me to come to Jerusalem. And he told me to come to Canada. How did that happen? So the truth is that it's not so far off. A person really davens for something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts an eitzah, puts a sometime during the day, he has some sort of when he needs an eitzah, some sort of mahalach. It could be even a person that he meets who is able to help him out. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides him. You daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guide you. We're creating a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a real Ribbono Shel Olam is real. Ruchnius is real, and that's really what we're trying to do. And the moyed of Tisha B'Av, which is a yontif. What does it mean, a yontif? It's a yorim, it's a yorim teif, it's a yorim moyeh, korola yorim moyeh, it'll be nahapech tiyamtev, beiz Hashem. But it's a yorim moyeh, it's a meeting time. A person, like the Revolve say from Rabbi Yerucham, it's a zman, it's a moyeh of richuk, to see how far we are from the Ribbono Shel Olam. What could we do to make our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam more real? Where have we gone? What are we trying to do? What's our focus in life? And if we do that, we'll be able to at least be zeicha beiz Hashem, to Zeicha v'reya b'simchasa, and yom the tzayim of Tisha B'Av should be nepach, the yom of Mishteh b'simcha, and yom tefakar b'yameinu.